SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. In a flash, they joined the ranks of the homeless, people who lost their homes to powerful, fast-moving storms over the weekend, fierce weather pummeling parts of Texas and Arkansas, Oklahoma and Kentucky. At least 18 people are dead. Today, the severe weather threat shifts to the east, from the southeast all the way up into the northeast, the possibility of violent weather. As the Gaza war rages, Israel reports liquidating a couple of high-ranking terrorist commanders. At the same time, though, it appears there are civilian casualties, too.
Palestinian health workers say Israeli strikes killed at least 35 people on Sunday and hit tents for displaced people in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, and numerous others were trapped in flaming debris. Gaza's health ministry says women and children made up most of the dead and dozens of wounded. Footage from the scene of the largest airstrike showed heavy destruction. Israel's armies confirmed the strike and said it hit a Hamas installation and killed two senior Hamas militants. It said it was investigating reports that civilians were harmed. The attack came just 2 days after the International Court of Justice ordered Israel to end its military offensive in Rafah. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, it's Memorial Day, and it's about so much more than cookouts and long weekend getaways.
What this is really about is, you know, really resurrecting the memories, the sacrifice that millions of Americans that have gone before us have paid so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have this day.
Our military affairs analyst, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis. And Wall Street is closed for Memorial Day. The Dow will reopen tomorrow at 39,069. This is SRN News. Most Americans support abortion pills.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 68% of respondents oppose laws that make it illegal for women to get abortifacients through the mail. Majorities of both political parties and nearly all major religious groups also support abortion pills. According to several studies, most women who decide to terminate their pregnancy these days do so by the use of some kind of a drug rather than by surgery. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The artist who created the Precious Moments figurines depicting angelic teardrop-eyed children has died. Sam Butcher was 85 years old. Butcher's childhood love of illustrating got a wider audience when he began telling Bible stories on a children's ministry television show while he drew. That experience led him to co-founding a business in 1974 named Jonathan and David, after the biblical figures. This is SRN News. Rain-delayed Indy 500 goes to the defending champ.
Joseph Newgarden is the first back-to-back 500 winner since 2002. He passed Pato O'Ward on the final lap to win by 0.3 seconds and claim a 20th Indy victory for owner Roger Penske.
Hard to know if it's going to work. I don't think it works unless you're racing someone like Pato. It's not that Pato didn't race me hard. He just raced me clean.
Scott Dixon was third in a race delayed 4 hours by rain. Newgarden led 26 of 200 laps and averaged 167 miles per hour. NASCAR star Kyle Larson, racing in Indy for the first time, finished 18th. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Pro golfer Grayson Murray's parents say their 30-year-old son took his own life. Murray died on Saturday after withdrawing from a PGA Tour event. His parents ask privacy and that people honor Grayson by being kind to one another. More details, SRNnews.com.